This is John, typical host of the Home of Burnaby Rock program here on CGSF, informing you, or perhaps just reminding you, that May 1st to 7th is Listener Appreciation Week here on CGSF. It's where we appreciate you, the listener, for having the intelligence, savvy, and overall good looks necessary to make such a bold choice in radio. So tune in to CGSF Listener Appreciation Week. CGSF, I mean, 0.1 FM Burnaby. Chris, you're back on. Broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, high top Burnaby Mountain, from the basement of the sub, live on air, home Burnaby Rock, making a mess, complete mess tonight. So I apologize for earlier messes. We had a problem with Chris's microphone, getting everything lined up. And even now, I just cut off my own PSA, Chris. I did.
Okay.
It was almost, I almost got through it. That was a sneak preview of my my PSA for Listener Appreciation Week.
It was a good PSA, though.
Yeah, it was okay. Like, what we heard of it was pretty decent. So that's May 1st to 7th is Listener Appreciation Week. I might do another live episode for what it's worth. Maybe I'll do vinyl and wrestle with Turntable 1 again. Have those even, does anybody touch those anymore, the turntables here?
I wouldn't know.
I don't know. They look pretty dusty. I'm scared. Like, so we'll see. I might make that one at home. It's probably a lot easier. What are we talking about? We had good conversation. It's always good conversation with Chris, and then as soon as the mics go on, it's like a blank, like immediately. So I'm going to go through that last set really quickly.
Recap the set, yeah.
Yeah, recap the set. That's business. That's business right there. That set started off sort of with Operator Music Band. That was from Alarmed. That was Alarmed from Coordination, which was, pardon me, 2017. Of course, last episode, episode 88, was the evolution of Operator Music Band and the New Humans record. It was the Impromptu Dance Party. First 40 minutes are a bit slow, but boy, the rest of that episode's good. Episode 88, that was, and that should be up on the podcast next week. Podcast for this show can always be found at cgsf.ca/contents/home-burnaby-rock, and there's like a billion of them. Not quite that many, but you know what I'm saying, there's a lot. So, yeah, if you ever want to hear new music from the show, the last couple episodes were new music shows, and there was a lot of good stuff. So that's that. Yeah, Operator Music Band, and it was Compassion Fatigues. Still waiting on anything new from Brandon Saucier. I'm going to have to intervene. I'm going to have to send him a note and get some T-shirts. Because, he hasn't put music up for a year. Like, does he have a job? I don't know. What's he doing in Medicine Hat right now? He, of course, Brandon Saucier is absolute show favorite, dude. And I need CanCon. Oh, my goodness. After that, skipped over Delta Blip, then it was Cold Beat, The Green Child from their self-titled album from 2018, then it was Free Love Fenner from a couple years back, then Fog Lake from, like, nowhere Newfoundland. That was big college hit. It was Crystalline. It was Kate LeBon. We were talking about her for a bit. She's pretty good.
Yeah,
she's very well known. Almost as much as Taylor Swift. She's almost as popular as Taylor Swift. It's like the merch table. Very busy. I was reading stuff about, like, all this merch, like Taylor Swift. Like, it's really hard to get these, like, blue sweatshirts or something like that she has. And you have to line up, like a day just to get merch at her show nowadays.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Is she any good? Like, I haven't really been paying attention.
I've been told her newer output is...
I hope so, because, yeah. I mean, she's a singer-songwriter,
yeah.
And it was pretty, like, you know, she started at a young age, and, you know, it was okay. I mean, obviously, I'm much more sophisticated taste-wise,
because
I'm old,
definitely.
But is she working with producers? She's been, like, working with producers and stuff on the last few records, so she's not, like, just there with a guitar, I guess.
I imagine,
she's
yeah.
probably doing a lot more, so.
Yeah.
All you Swifties out there, thanks for tuning in, and be sure to get to the merch table early. Spiral XP after that, great band. You were saying they have another band? It is...
Yeah, it's a Versing side project.
It is a Versing side project, so that's not even the real thing. I think there's a new Spiral XP record out, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm going to have to look that up, and then the set's finished up with Smashing Pumpkins. So again, live in studio, Chris is here. And don't forget about the FM party coming up on the 6th.
No, we're not going to let you forget about
Cafe
that.
Cafe Nervosa?
Pardon me?
What's the name of the place again? Why is it always... Such a great name.
Mood Swing.
Mood Swing, yeah. A coffee shop.
It's because it's a coffee shop by day, and then Mood Swing.
Yeah, Mood Swing. Right there. Right there, buddy. So coffee shop by day, and then Speakeasy at night with our own, our former own, Ricky Castaneda Laredo. I can almost say his name. It's like a tongue twister.
Castaneda Laredo.
I miss the hell out of that guy. I don't know if you've seen him lately, but great dude.
Sorry, Ricky.
No, I mean, I don't think he's listening. He's busy mixing drinks right now. I would drink down there. So obviously go by there anytime and support his co-venture. So I'm going to keep more music. Things will pick up. I mean, that's a pretty laid-back set, Chris. But I'm just going to do this. And Oh, yeah. I got ambient coming up. That'll work. So, yeah, things will pick up. Don't worry. Hope everybody's having a great night, Friday night. And, we're going to play music.
sentence structure, rational substance, you really make a point. I'm a straw man to the candle, scarecrow, prison guard, come for a wide academic, this depression is systemic, these prescriptions endemic, polemic, detergent, position to regurgitate, humble agents, elevated to basement, secular pavement.
Understand.